Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, what are some of the things that you feel like mommy does every day?
Clean, write books, have work, get food for the house, want to take me places, get me stuff, get the house stuff, you gotta buy yourself stuff, like your boyfriend stuff. He's gonna be your husband soon. A few years.
That sounds like a lot of things that one person has to do.
Yeah, Kali helps you with the work.
Welcome back to Self Care and Chill with Molly. On today's episode of You Need a Break, featuring a special guest on the intro, my son Azai. Just a little recap of the things that I've been up to. I've been swamped with orders. You know, we got Mother's Day is coming, and we have the Forever Roses on the website and the workout website now. The books, I've just been having so many orders to do, trying to find time for my own self, for a relationship, being a mom. My son has virtual school. I feel like this is the same tune you have heard me say, along with the fact that I've been doing shows now. Last Sunday, we had our Philly show. And we had two shows back to back, a 7 o'clock show, then a 9 o'clock show. We had a 20-minute break so that we could just relax. So it's been a lot of things going on. And like I said before, I don't want to neglect you guys. I want to make sure that I'm still helping everybody with their self-love journey, helping them through heartbreak, helping them find themselves, helping them realize how happy they are able to make themselves first. So I thought it was a great idea for me to ask my son, what does mommy do every day? I feel like a lot of times we are so overwhelmed because we don't prioritize our time correctly. A lot of the times we don't have enough help. A lot of the times we are trying to be so many different things and so many different people for everybody around us that we forget to show up for ourselves. And sometimes we have so much stuff to do that we end up not even doing anything. Like we decide to just wake up and say, F it. I ain't even getting out of bed today. I'm not even being productive. I want you to know that it's so important for you to give yourself grace. Every day you're not going to be on 100%. Every day you're not going to feel like it. Some days you're not going to feel like loving yourself, and you're not going to feel like being happy and being in a great, wonderful mood. Sometimes all the energy that we have is for us to rest and recharge until we feel like ourselves again, and it's okay. So in those moments when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel like the world is on your shoulders, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like what's the point or I can't do this no more, give yourself grace, give yourself love, give yourself patience. Understanding that perfection is a lazy goal. You are here for you to feel every emotion that you need to feel and get through it and grow through it and rise through the situations that you're going through, and not to start off this podcast super deep already, but be gentle with yourself. Like, we literally are out here doing our best. We get 7,000 listeners every week who are choosing to tune into this self-care podcast to work on themselves. Over 7,000 people are listening every single week and deciding, I want to love myself more, or I want to let this go, or I want to grow, or I want to heal, or I want to forgive. It's so many things that you've been doing forever, so many emotions, so many ways that you've been coping with things forever. And now you're at a place in your life where you want to unlearn it. So be gentle with yourself. Another thing that I want you to do in the process of you being so many different things is don't forget to be what you need for you. I don't want you walking around here with resentment, or you irritable, or you fed up. You feel like nobody's never there for me. Don't nobody help me. Can't nobody do nothing for me. Yes, it is. Show up for you first. What anybody else does or give you is extra. And pay attention to who you consistently overextend yourself to, and there's never no reciprocation. At the end of the day, if I did it out of love, then I'm not counting no favors. If I did it out of my heart, it was because I wanted to do it. It's because I care about you and how I feel about you. I'm not expecting no favors, but I'm expecting to be appreciated at least. And we've talked about this before. When we say at least, this is at minimum, at the bottom of the barrel, at least I'm expecting to be appreciated or a thank you or thanks for coming through. Or you always got my back. It's the entitlement for me. It's the people around here in the midst of you doing so many things, in the midst of you being all these people, being all these different things for people. It is the entitlement that people are forgetting that you don't have to do anything. I'm doing it for you because of how I feel about you. I'm not required, obligated, or really being forced to do anything. I'm doing it because of how I feel about you. So don't you carry me like I have to do it, because I don't have to do anything. So I feel like that's super important. If you're going to be walking around here trying to be Superwoman or Superman, whoever listening in, making sure that you are being these things at least to people who value and appreciate you, who reciprocate. I made a post the other day about how I feel when guys say, "Oh, my girl let herself go." Or she ain't been getting her hair done lately, or she ain't been doing this lately. And I want you to look around at all the overwhelmness that's in your life. A lot of the things that you feel like is just too much on my plate right now. And then look at the person that you love and ask yourself, are they adding things to the plate that makes it heavier? Or are they taking some things off of my plate so I can rest? If I feel like, me personally, if your woman let herself go, it's because she didn't have enough time for herself. How am I in a relationship loving and giving to a person and I don't have enough time for me? How is it that I'm sitting here and I'm loving you and you're not saying, "You know what? I got it, babe. Don't worry about it. Go lay down. I'm gonna pick the kids up from school. I'm gonna take them to soccer practice. I'll do the dishes tonight. I'll cook. I'll order food." If we're a partner, and this is partnership, and my job here is to compliment you, to make your life easier, to add to your happiness, to add to the things that you've created for yourself, how am I not being your helpmate? How am I the main source of your stress and your overwhelmedness? Because alongside with doing all these things for myself, I have to be here for you. I got to show up for another human being and love them. And be their partner and their sanctuary and their peace and the person that they can have conversations with and their best friend. And then you go be a mom, and then you got to go to work, and then you got to clock off, and then you got to pick the kids up from school, and then you got to wash them up and do their homework and cook dinner and fix your hair and wash some clothes. Who is helping you? Because you sitting around here and you showing up for everybody else, and ain't nobody even flinching when it comes to asking if you need some goddamn help. When is the last time somebody says, "Is this something I can do for you? You need anything?" Calling you just to check up on you. "I don't want nothing. Just was calling to see how you was doing." I literally, when I had my show in Philly the other day, somebody came to my table and said, "How are you feeling today?" And I could tell, like, she probably just been following me for a long time, because I'm always talking about how people don't say that to me often. And I met so many wonderful people there. And so many people told me about how they've been following me so long, how I've helped them through relationships, breakups, heartbreaks. So many people told me different stories of things that they've been through. And she stood out to me because she was the one person that came to my table and didn't tell me how I helped her with anything. She just said, "How do you feel today? Like, how are you feeling right now?" And it meant so much. I was chilling that day. Wasn't nothing wrong with me, but it's the consideration. It's the fact that how I felt was considered and asked about. Somebody cared enough to ask me that. "How do you feel? Do you need help with anything? Would you like me to help you? You know what? Tomorrow, go get your nails done. Don't even worry about cleaning the house. I got it." People who are your sanctuary, people who are your place of peace, who are your vacation, people who you feel like God specifically has placed you in my life to make this journey a more peaceful one. I tell people all the time that your soulmate doesn't always have to be a romantic partner. I feel like my sister is my soulmate too. God specifically put me and my sister in each other's lives to make our journeys here a more happier one, a more peaceful one, a more funny one. My sister is the greatest personality. She got some stuff with her that I don't like and be getting on my nerves. And I'm sure I do too. But I can always depend on my sister to make me laugh, to listen to me when I need to vent, to watch my son if I need somebody to watch my son. She can always depend on me for her to text me something that positive that's going on in her life and for me to be so happy for her, for me to try to give her great advice, for me to try to tell her a positive way of thinking about something. Her being in my life makes my journey a more happier one. I feel like everybody around you should make you feel like that. You should be able to identify all of the value that every person in your life brings. And are they bringing more positive things than a thing? Because everybody got something with them. Like, everybody going to have something that get on your nerves that you don't like. Are they bringing more positive things to the table than negative things? And that's with your relationships too and your friendships. I feel like with the relationship thing is super important because people going to get on your nerves. Your partner going to get on your nerves. If y'all live together, y'all around each other a lot of time, people just going to get on your nerves. And being honest with yourself about these cons, these pros and these cons, do I truly feel like my partner is a good person, but they may not just be good for me? They may not be good for me or a person for me. Do my partner got some stuff with them that I don't like and get on my nerves? Yeah. Are they deal breakers for me? Probably not. But if they are deal breakers for you, whereas though the things that do get on your nerves break your heart, like hurt your feelings, like your spirit is aching, then we need to reconsider some things. We need to think some things through. Or are we going to purposely, continuously put ourselves in situations where we're breaking our heart and hurting our own feelings? Please do not get me started today. I literally don't even know none of y'all asses. I want you to reach one of the highest levels of happiness, of peace, because I know how good it feels. What am I gaining out of you being happy? I'm literally not gaining anything. Maybe some more listeners. But this is all for you because I want you to be happy. I know what it's like to be sad. I know what it's like to be heartbroken. I know what it's like to wake up every morning going to a job that I hate. I know what it's like to not have no money, to live paycheck to paycheck, to be struggling, to be doing everything on my own, to not have no support, not have nobody. I know how depressing it is and how deeply it hurts. Like, I know what it's like to second guess yourself, to feel like you're trying all the time. Nothing ever works out for you. You keep reaching roadblock after roadblock, feeling like nothing ain't never going to get better. Like, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know what it's like to be so depressed and feel like there is no light for me. There is no light at the end of no tunnel. It's nothing but rain. When we do like the mindset shifts and start just trying to just push through with, and sometimes that positivity and you just being optimistic about things, it seems so unrealistic. It seems unrealistic based off certain circumstances that we might be in. It might be so hard to be happy right now. It might be hard to try to be grateful or to be appreciative about anything. But I promise you, the rain does not last forever. And I feel like that is one of the things that make me feel so grateful and so appreciative. Because I remember like just having a life that I felt like was just filled with rain. Just filled with bad days, filled with, why is this happening to me? Why do I have to go through things like this? Why do I feel like this? Why am I hurt so bad? Why do the people that I love and care about hurt me so much? Why am I constantly disappointed? Why do things never work out for me? And as much as those things hurt and have hurted me, I look back on some of those things now and I literally am grateful. And now I feel like God specifically chose me, just like when it's certain things that you're going through and God specifically chose you. It would be no story for me to tell had I not gone through all of those things. I was specifically chosen so that I could take every single message that I got in the middle of the rain and go tell somebody I got proof that the rain is not going to last forever, no matter how bad it's storming. No matter if it's hailing, thunderstorms, whatever is going on, I got evidence that it's not going to last forever for you. And then God specifically chose you to take what you've learned and you pay it forward to somebody else also. And all of us got a story. And your story will be the story that's going to help somebody. It's literally going to be the story that somebody needed it. Somebody needed to hear this. I'm going to post this podcast today and people are going to be saying, I just finished listening to it. I needed to hear that right now. And even if it's one person, if we get 7,000 more listens this week and only one person said it to me, I did my job. Knowing that you are living in your purpose by waking up every day and deciding to do your best. And if that's all you do is wake up and just did the best that you could, you did what you were supposed to do. Some days you might have some energy to conquer the world. Some days you might not even have a piece of that. It's this quote and it says, some days I'm the outlet and other days I'm the plug. Same. Sometimes I'm the mess. Sometimes I'm the broom. It depends on what day you getting. Understanding that and being okay with it and understanding that grace is an amazing thing to have for yourself, because you're not here to be perfect. You're literally just here to try. Consistently try. Rise beyond everything that you're going through and make a conscious effort to do your best. And take nothing personal while we're here, because knowing that everybody is doing the best they can. So, yeah, I think that those things is important. I'm glad that so far I didn't really get angry with y'all and start cursing y'all out today. but I know how it can be. Overwhelming. Just so many different things going on. So even like hearing my son say the different things that mommy do every day. And me feeling like he done forgot to put doing homework with him and cooking and all these different things and laundry on the list. But even his list probably felt super long to him. So I know what it's like for you to feel like sometimes you're not conquering the world and the world is conquering you. And it's just feeling like I ain't getting out of bed today. It's some days that I wake up and some days I wake up and I barely show up to mommy mode. I don't wake up every day and I'm on 100% mommy mode. Some days I'm tired and all I got is 80%. I got love. I got some love for you, some food, some dinner, some homework time in the bath, little boy. Let me get a little peace and quiet. Whereas other days we going to the park, we going out to eat, we doing all these different things. So I know how it's important for you to also show up for you, because I feel like when I prioritize my time and the days that I show up for myself first in the morning and I wake up early and do things that I want to do, then everybody in my life benefits throughout my whole day. I have energy for everybody and everything because I already did what I wanted to do when y'all was asleep. 6 o'clock in the morning, I was watching Being Mary Jane, eating me some Raisin Bran, chilling, cleaning, listening to music. We could do whatever y'all want to do now because I've showed up for me. This year, or anybody that's listening, I feel like that should be a goal of yours, to not neglect yourself. To make sure that you are consistently showing up for you in every area of your life that you need to be showing up for. Understanding that it's okay for other people to be there for you. You are not here to be Miss Independent. I don't need no help. I don't need nobody. I'll do everything on my own. Girl, sit your butt down. If somebody want to carry a bag, let them carry a bag. If they want to lighten up your load, let them. People who love you want to show up for you. people who love you want to feel appreciated. They want to feel needed too. They want to feel like they have they hold a purpose in your life. They hold some sort of significance. It's the receivers. It's the receivers that you got to watch out for, because those are the ones who don't mind you carrying the load by yourself. They don't mind you doing everything. They look at you like this is what she like to do. My girl like to do everything. That's just how she is. You think she likes doing this? Those are the people that you got to watch out for, the receivers, whose only thing that they're worried about is that you continue to show up for them in the areas that they like, that they need you to be there for. As long they don't care if you neglecting yourself and go get your hair done, nails done, gain 55 pounds. As long as you're doing what you need to do for them, they could care less. Asking yourself, who am I surrounding myself with? Who is around me? Are they adding value? What kind of value are they adding? Stop letting people play with you, child. Coming into your life, you over here feeling like you about to have a nervous breakdown, going crazy. You doing so much, and you're laying next to a person who doesn't help you in any area or capacity of your life. Doesn't do anything but stress you out even more. And it's crazy, because a lot of the things, a lot of the emotions that we feel, a lot of the stress and sadness, life is bigger than relationships. But it's so many people whose main source of pain and sadness and depression is because of the person that they love so much. Why is your main source of stress coming from the person that you would do anything for? Why is your headaches, your sadness, your main source of negativity coming from the person that you would do anything for, and the person that's laying in your bed, the person that you're exchanging energy with, that you're holding on to, that you lay next to every night? This is the person. And understand that sometimes, like, as much as you love somebody, it depends on where they at in their life and how they feel about themselves. A lot of y'all partners don't really feel good about themselves, and they come home to you and project all of their insecurities on you, trying to get you to feel how they feel inside. I'm cool off that. No, thank you. You could keep that. Start activating those boundaries and sticking to them. There's no reason why your partner should be able to emotionally dump all of their insecurities, all of their issues that they got with themselves, onto you. The more flaws that a person could point out about other people, the more insecurities they got within themselves. There's no way a person that was happy with where they are in their life, how they feel about themselves, will have the energy and time to pick apart other people, especially a person that they care about, especially a person that they love. Why is your partner the main person that's picking you apart? And you hold on because when it's good, it's good. When y'all on the same page, it's great. But when it's not, it's like, who are you? Are you even what kind of person are you? It's like sometimes you're looking at them and asking yourself, like, what kind of person am I even laying next to at night? At the end of the day, sometimes our partners are a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. And if that's the case, what kind of representation does your partner or has your past partners said about how you feel about you? Or what you feel like you're deserving of? Sometimes your partner is a reflection of what you feel like you deserve. I can't find better than this, or he treats me good, even though he's a liar and cheater. So what do you feel like you deserve? How do you feel about yourself? Because if you're feeling good and you're feeling great and you know what you bring, it ain't no room for nobody that's going to treat us less than how we treat ourselves. So that's the message for today. I hope it was at least somebody on here that needed this message today, needed this confirmation. I hope that anybody that was listening in, if you are at a place in your life where you're feeling overwhelmed or you feel like you're doing too much or you just need a break or you're exhausted, I hope that you don't forget to show up for yourself. I hope that you don't forget how important it is to make sure you fill up your own cup first. And when your cup is overflowing, it's so much extra for you to give to everybody else. Nobody can take away anything that you need. We're not giving away things that we would need back. We giving all of the extra to everybody else because we're showing up for ourselves first. Can't nobody leave you and make you feel empty. Like you have nothing. They took everything I had. I was giving you extra. I was filling up my own cup first. Stop allowing people to come into your life and make you feel like you are empty. You have nothing at all. Make sure you're showing up for you. I hope everybody has a good day. And I'll see y'all on the next episode of Self Care and Chill.